Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Be a Boss Coaching Podcast. I'm your host, Beatriz, entrepreneur and business coach, founder of Be a Boss Coaching. Before we get started, I want to let you all know that this episode is the second to last episode of season two. It's been so interesting to try out two episodes a week, and you know what? I'm glad I tried it. I experienced it and realized that at my capacity right now, it is challenging to release two episodes a week. So I have no regrets. We'll see if I'm able to bring two episodes a week sometime again in the future. But for now, we'll most likely revert to once a week episodes. So we have one more for this season that will be the wrap of season two. And besides that, I do want to invite you to sign up for the Be a Boss Coaching newsletter so that you can be the first to know when the new season is scheduled to release, opportunities to collaborate together, learn when new services are available, and receive some great entrepreneurship gems to help you in this journey, in this entrepreneurship journey. Now, on to today's guest. Today, I have a very special guest, someone whose path to entrepreneurship and passion for mental health has forged a story of community and leading with heart. Joining us is Elizabeth Sanchez, the founder of Calidad Holistic Wellness and the host of Cafecito y Calidad podcast. Elizabeth has figured out how to blend her values of mental health advocacy and business to create her private practice and pursue her next goal of expanding to a group practice. Since launching her practice in 2019 and embarking on a rebranding journey last year, Elizabeth has been inspiration for many aspiring entrepreneurs, especially within the BIPOC community. And today we're diving deep into her story. From her roots as the eldest daughter of immigrant parents to becoming a licensed marriage and family therapist, ultimately an entrepreneur merging the worlds of mental health and business with Calidad. So gear up for another wonderful episode and enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Be a Boss Coaching Podcast, a leading podcast where we redefine entrepreneurship through the entrepreneurship journeys of women of color, BIPOC, and queer entrepreneurs. I'm Beatriz Rivera, and as a social worker turned entrepreneur coach and podcast host, I share my own journey and story. I decided to start my own coaching business during the pandemic when I was helping my dad, a veteran business owner, to keep his 23-year-old business open. Since then, I've thrown myself into courses, coaching, podcasts, and books. However, I've learned that entrepreneurship is a journey, and we can all learn from each other's stories, mistakes, successes, and redefining the boundaries of what entrepreneurship can be. Subscribe to get new episodes every Monday and Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen to podcasts. All right, everybody, welcome to another episode of the Be a Boss Coaching Podcast. I am really excited to welcome today someone that I met recently and who I have been so grateful to be in community with and to have gotten to know. And I'm so excited to get to know her today even more. And I want to introduce Liz. Thank you, Liz, so much for coming on. Can you let us know your name and the name of your business?
Yes. Well, thank you so much for having me. First of all, I'm a big fan of your podcast and I just love what you're doing. I am big on entrepreneurship. So thank you so much for having me. So yes, my name is Elizabeth Sanchez, but you can call me Liz. And I am the founder of Calidad Holistic Wellness and Therapy and the host of Cafecito y Calidad podcast. My private practice is located in Whittier, California. And I have been in practice since 2019, but last year was my first year that I rebranded and decided to take this private practice journey on my own without any partnerships.
Nice. Well, I'd love to get into that just because I think the idea of starting a private practice is something that a lot of people have questions about. And I have seen it in a lot of social workers and people who are in the mental health field. I think that that's a process that a lot of people have questions about. And so I'm curious, and I'm sure we'll get into it. But before we do, I'd like to start with how you got into the mental health field and what brought you to become a licensed marriage and family therapist.
Yes. So funny story. I am the eldest daughter of immigrant parents. I identify as Mexican American. Both my parents are from Mexico. And growing up, my parents' dream was for me to become a doctor, a lawyer, some sort of somebody that made money. Because according to my father, mental health, you can't make money. So I always had this idea of like, this is kind of the expectations of my family, right? Mostly my father. My mom was more open. But I was in high school. And when I was in high school, I actually wanted to work with kids. I don't do that now. I specialize in working with adults. But I was introduced to like child development. And I personally have history with being in therapy as a child and then kind of different phases of my life. I've always turned to therapy. So, but in high school, I really remember, you know, when you're taking the AVID class or you're kind of asked by your guidance counselor, what direction do you want to go? And I was really drawn to being a child psychologist or therapist of some sort. And so I went to and got my bachelor's in psychology at University of Laverne, and I absolutely loved it. I was around a lot of like-minded folks who were passionate about mental health, where I was able to get a lot of great mentors. So I was like, well, I don't think my journey stops here. So I decided to pursue a master's in marriage and family therapist at Laverne as well. I just really loved their mission statement around being really culturally diverse. And I'm all about that. I think that that's translated in the work that I do now as a therapist is I love diversity, love to be very culturally competent with working with my clients. It's still, you know, I think it's a learning process, but I feel like University of Laverne was something that was something they taught and they was a strong focus. So I went to Laverne. I did a lot of internships during that time, worked with children, worked with families, couples, you name it. And for those of you who don't know, being a licensed therapist requires 3,000 hours before you can even sit down. I'm sure you know this, Beatriz. 3,000 hours. So along those lines, like I really had a chance to figure out where my niche was. I always had my feet in private practice. So once I graduated, I knew that was something I really wanted to do. Like I love the business. My parents are both entrepreneurs. So I was always exposed to business, but I also loved mental health. So I was like, what better way than to merge the two than private practice? So I always did group practice, as well as whether it was a hospital setting or community mental health, I always did a little bit of both. So when I became licensed, I knew a little bit of my niche already. I knew where I really wanted to do, and that was actually work with adults. I love working with women. I love working with moms, entrepreneurs, working professionals, especially within the BIPOC community. So then I decided in 2019 to opened my own practice with a colleague, and we did this for a couple years, and then last year was the first year that I decided to take it on my own, rebrand, and I opened up Calidad Holistic Wellness.
Awesome. Calidad Holistic Wellness. And I'm wondering, is that the rebrand that came out of this rebrand, like Calidad Holistic Wellness? Okay.
It is. Yes, it's actually, the name was inspired by my father-in-law. So my father-in-law, he immigrated from El Salvador, my husband's Salvadorian, and he was also an entrepreneur and in the carpet business. And one of the things as I talked to my husband was, as I was trying to figure out a name, I'm like, what am I going to name my business now that I'm on my own? And my husband talked about his dad's carpet business and his journey as an entrepreneur. And he talked about, like he said, todo hecho con calidad, everything done with quality. And I feel like that really represents my business. I love to give my community the best services, the best of me, and I like them to feel like they're taken care of. And I'm like, well, there we go. Like, and I treat the client holistically as well. So like I merged those two and here we are today.
Amazing. And I'm curious how, because there is a unique component to Calidad Holistic Wellness, which is the cafecito component.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And so could you talk a little bit about how you came up with the idea of bringing in the component of cafecito into your brand and into this, into Calidad Holistic Wellness?
I love this question, Beatriz. I get this asked a lot. So there's a couple components to it. So I always talk about, as therapists, I think we are the biggest chismosas in like the best way possible, right? And so as I grew, I was raised by my grandmother. My grandmother lived with us when I was little. And one of the things that I always remember was my grandmother and I drinking cafecito in the morning. And she would talk to me about her life story, what she had going on. And so I really much associate that with her. I feel like she was one of the first, besides my parents, first entrepreneurs. She was also, she grew up in Mexico and immigrated to the States. And I feel like she was also a healer. She worked. She didn't really have an education. But when she was in Mexico, she actually worked as some sort of nurse. It always worked with the hardest cases from what she told me. She always liked to challenge. And as a therapist now, I like working with clients with complex trauma who are really struggling. So I always associate the coffee with time I spent with her, the smell, the taste. And I just feel like it's such a comforting way, right? We see this in our Latin community, where we drink our coffee with our friends or with our family. It brings us together and we end up having a lot of quality conversations, and all through coffee. Coffee is also one of the things that has gotten me through many things of my life. It's very grounding to me. I'm a mother, so I drink lots of coffee. I'm an entrepreneur. I drink lots of coffee. I went to graduate school. I drink lots of coffee. So I think that coffee just represents so much to me. You know, resilience represents my grandmother, represents moments where I've struggled. And it was comforting to have my cafecito with me. So now I have quality conversations over coffee.
Yeah, I love that so much. And I think when it comes to coffee, like you're right, it has so many different elements to it. It's not just waking up and having your body wake up. But there's a ritual. There's so much ritual that can happen around coffee, cafecito.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things, as you were talking about the cafecito, during my time too, I think with coffee, the other days I noticed one of the things that I do on my podcast is I highlight Latin-owned coffee shops. And I talk a lot about their entrepreneurship journey. And often when I've interviewed or just met with coffee shop owners, their own mental health struggles have surfaced. Being entrepreneurs, and it's hard being a BIPOC-owned coffee shop or Latin-owned coffee shop because there's a lot of hurdles that they have come across. So that was another reason I wanted to bring it up, because it fits into the topic.
I didn't know that you also interviewed other coffee shop owners and their own entrepreneurship journey and their mental health, which I've never seen that before. I mean, I think that when it comes to mental health and entrepreneurship, a lot of things can blend, but I definitely want to check that out now. Like, for sure.
Yeah, I've had a couple coffee shops. Shout out to Daniel and Nestor. They've been very vulnerable on my podcast. I interviewed them last year, and just like I was really just shocked at how much they've had to go through, all the challenges and obstacles, and being able to open up their own coffee shop. So absolutely check it out.
Okay. I want to go into the journey into starting your own practice. What are some things that, as you started to build it, as you started to see this as your business? Because when it comes to
your work, like you're a clinician, right? Mm-hmm. Like you're a mental health professional. And now you're also an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
So what are some challenges or unexpected challenges that you have come across as you started to work for yourself?
So I think that this is the reason I love this question is I'm currently in the beginning stages of expanding and opening up my own group practice. For those of you who don't know what that means, it means that I would like to hire on clinicians so that they can work alongside me, whether it's an associate who's still gathering hours or a licensed therapist who's already, you know, licensed and would need some support in learning the entrepreneurship journey. Yeah. So one of the challenges, I think, even kind of going back to my journey of opening up my practice was, I think in graduate school, there wasn't a big emphasis around what the business side of mental health was. Like, you're taught law and ethics, you're taught theory, you're taught all these different great clinical courses. But I believe maybe there was only one guest speaker that came to our class that spoke about what private practice was. I had to take it upon myself to really research, really talk and consult. And I think that being first gen, that was one of the things that I used as one of my skills was growing up. I was one of the first in my family to go to college. Get an education, get a master's, and, you know, filling out the forms, college applications, figuring all those things out. Nobody taught me. You know, I had to turn to my resources. And I think that that was one of the things that I did as well as I entered private practice was learning to find a community where I was able to ask all those questions. Some of my professors, most of them had their own private practice. So I had one therapist professor who had her practice and she was very open around what she did. But I needed more. I needed to learn more. So it's still a journey. I think right now as expanding to be a group practice, like learning the documents, the contracts, learning what does it mean to onboard a therapist? What does that mean to benefits? Like all these things, like nobody taught me that.
Yeah, definitely. I think there's those new challenges. There's the challenge of like when you're first starting, like you mentioned, when you're trying to figure out the simple things, like how do you even begin to what licensing or forms you need to fill out to like now that you're expanding, how do you board new people and other clinicians onto your business, essentially? So you're essentially hiring employees, but they're still clinicians.
Yeah. And I think one of the things that I'm hoping to do, at least just because I get asked a lot, because I also provide private practice consultation for those folks who just want to launch or start their practice, is like, how do I even start with this? Like, I have all the certificates in how to be a clinician. I am EMDR trained, EFT, all these things. But there's not a lot of like, okay, well, do you have any experience in marketing? Do you have any experience in setting fees? Any of that? Because these are all things that are not taught to us. And they can be very uncomfortable letting a client know that my fee is X amount of money and being comfortable with that. So I think one of the goals as I'm opening or expanding this group practice is to be able to model that for new clinicians and how to be able to not only see clients, but hey, like there is more to therapy than just one-on-one therapy or couples. Like there's so many different ways that you can generate income so that you're not burning out in the long term.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. I'm so excited for everyone that's going to want to come on board and work with you.
Thank
you. And anybody else. Yeah. Anybody else who is thinking about this, you now have literally a resource that you can go to who has the experience and who wants to show you the way in terms of wanting to start your own private practice. Because there's so many nuances, I think. Yes, of course, you have to be licensed and you have to have the hours, right? But there's also registering with the state, what state you live in, and like you said, thinking about the fees and thinking about, I'm even thinking about how do you even choose whether you want to take insurance or not? You know, all these questions that pop up that I think you don't think about until you're in the thick of it. And sometimes you realize you need so much support. So I am beyond excited that you're doing this and that you're providing this sort of guidance and support. I think it is so needed for a lot of people who want to go that route. Okay, so I do want to go a little bit into some of your specific activities that you've done around your business, because you have your podcast and you have so many incredible ways that you reach out to your community. What are some specific activities that you think have really helped in uplifting and building your brand and building Calidad Holistic Wellness?
So I work with amazing folks that help me behind the scenes too. So I think that my community has been a big part of my growth. So I have, so a big shout out to my website host, Savannah. So she is, anything you see on my website, like that's been a lot of her work, being able to bring my vision to life. And then Kai, who does a lot of the creative side with regards to the podcast, she's been, we brainstorm and we talk about what that looks like. And then we have Diego and Tina, who also are of support audio. He does all the audio. So I think all of us together, you know, putting our brains together, being able to brainstorm, what does this look like? Like, where are we going with this, with these ideas? And I think they've been such a huge support. The ones that I definitely talk to all the time have been Savannah and Kai, because I feel like I have all these ideas, but sometimes I also know my limitations. Like, I have this idea, but how do I bring this to life? Like, and they're able to brainstorm or give me some suggestions. They're one of my biggest cheerleaders. They're always rooting me on and being able to provide such positive feedback. They give me the courage to just, if I feel nervous, like I just go and I do it because I know that they're going to have my back. I also feel like my social media community has been so supportive. You know, I think one of the biggest things with social media is working on being seen, feeling comfortable being seen and being heard, and putting yourself out there is very vulnerable. And at least right now, I've had a lot of great support from colleagues and just people who really love the content that I'm putting out. And I feel like that kind of keeps me going. And I also have a very supportive husband who, he's kind of my rock, where he really encourages me to do what I need to do. And he gives me a lot of like really great feedback. And I think my biggest motivator, though, in all of this is my son. I think that when I became a mama, I have a 3-year-old now. I think when I became a mama, I think that it really helped me become even better entrepreneur. I talk about this all the time, Beatriz, because I feel that some of the things that he taught me was boundaries. He taught me that life is unpredictable and you need to go with the punches and just life takes you in certain directions. And
right.
Yeah. So he's taught me so much. And knowing that what I'm doing as an entrepreneur isn't only going to benefit me, it's benefiting him. So hopefully, you know, that gets passed down to him, that generational wealth, so that he is taken care of in the long term.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Classic, like classic LMFT, right? You're like learning from all areas of your life and bringing it to your entrepreneurship journey. Yeah. Like I think as a mental health, you know, I'm a social worker. So the way that you described the community, you have all the different support systems around you as a social worker. I'm thinking about it as like micro-meso. What was the other one? Micro, meso, macro. And I was like, yes, you're like literally naming all of the external ways in which you get support from your in-house team and then your formal and your personal support from your husband and your family. Dominic, right? That's his name?
My little one. Oh, yes. Yes.
I know. He was so cute. He's so cute. I loved meeting him.
I literally didn't have a sitter. Like, my husband had to go do something for work. And I'm like, I really wanted to go to that event. And I was like, I reached out. And I was like, is it okay to take my little one? She was, like, so supportive. And I was like, let me take him. That's exposure for him. Thank you.
Yeah. No, it was so cute. I loved meeting him. But yes, I love hearing all of the different ways that you get support. A question that's coming up for me right now, as you're talking about your team, you know, the different people that you have that help you bring your vision to life. I'm curious, what was that transition like for you between, I mean, and I don't know, it might be a big loaded question because I'm thinking like, I want to visualize what your, how your journey went from like being an LMFT, starting your own practice and expanding to like where you are now. Like, how did you come to make these decisions or to come to the conclusion that you need someone behind you? And like, how did you get yourself to make those investments? Because I'm sure like it takes investing in people as well. So how did you get there, essentially?
So Beatriz, like going from like partnership to just myself?
Yeah, like going from basically like you as your own entrepreneur. Like I imagine, you know, you started off on your own and then you sort of were like, well, I need people to help me bring this vision to life. Sure. How did you begin to work with others and find the right people to join you in this journey?
You know, it's so interesting how life happens. The universe, I think, just really brought these individuals into my life. And we always talk about it. Like we were like the underdogs, but we are skilled in our in what we do. So Kai was actually my virtual assistant before she became my creative director for my podcast. So she's an MSW and she would do my calls and screen all my emails for potential clients. And I saw something in her. Like she's very creative. And this was when I was still in partnership. So when I expanded and became my own, I had this idea. I was like, you know what? Like, let me run it by Kai. And so Kai was like, well, why don't you start a podcast? You want to reach a larger audience? And I know that she had some minor experience in it, but she's always kind of been in the social media world. So I was like, you know what? Are you open to taking this project on with me? Can we figure this out together? And she was super open. She's super talented, helped me and guided me because I didn't have any experience before this. And so she was able to guide me and support me. And we brainstormed together. And I was like, you know what? You're no longer my assistant. Like, I think you're now like the creative director of Cafecito de Calidad. Like you know, you take the wheel on this. And so she's been helping me since. And I think Savannah, I had known her for many years. And so I needed a new website, right? So I knew her mother and we worked out together. Beatriz, like for like years ago. And I said, and I asked her mom, I was like, hey, do you know of anybody? And she brought up Savannah and my goodness, is she talented? And she's like, yeah, we sat down and we talked about it. And originally she was just going to do my website. And there was like something I saw in her. I was like, I'm wondering, could you stay on? And can you continue to help and support me and my brand? And she was super on board with it. And she was on her own journey of entrepreneurship. And Diego, which is my audio, I met my husband's sister introduced me to him. And he's just like, audio is his thing. And Tina works with Kai. So we all kind of came together. And I think what's been neat about our journey is that we're all young working professionals. We're all on the same place. Like we're just trying to figure it out. And we're figuring it out together. I think that that's one of the beauties of working as a team is that we're able to be vulnerable with each other and say like, hey, I'm stuck here. I don't know what I'm doing, but I know how to do this really well. So I think that we've seen each other kind of grow in our own entrepreneurship journeys.
So good. Yeah, you're giving me inspiration in terms of thinking about my next move. I think what I'm getting from talking to you is that you really trust in people and and bringing your vision to life. And sometimes I think there are moments in our entrepreneurship journey where we are afraid to let go of that control and we want to do it all ourselves. And so we want to do our website ourselves. We want to do the part. Like, that's where I am. If I'm completely being transparent, I'm like, I do podcasting by myself. I do the website on my own. So you could hire me to do your website. I probably know how to do it if you use WordPress. But I like that, you know, you're like, I need help, because you're still at the end of the day, a mental health professional. Like, you're still like, that's where your work is. That's your genius. And so I love that you are like, well, I need to find people to take on all these other things that I'm sure are their zone of genius. And I like that you just like go for it, that you're like, hey, do you want to come on board and help me, keep helping me? I'm wondering, how does that work? Is it that you just, did you ask for them to be on this journey with you as a pro bono, or is it something more, I'll figure it out along the way? Like, how did you make that decision?
No, yeah. So they were all paid at one point. Like Savannah, she did her, my website. And I think what it is that I saw something in each of them. And I think that that's, and I don't know if I saw versions of myself in them, that there was this drive in them, and because they also trust me like a lot. And I know that they turned to me a lot for guidance, and I just saw there was something with them, like they're amazing at their niche, but we're all kind of, and they turned to me for the entrepreneurship, like, Elizabeth, I need help with the entrepreneurship part. But I'm like, can I do a website? No way. I don't know where to even start with that. So I think that going back to that, I think it's that I was very open and transparent. Like, I really can't do this. This is where I'm at in my own entrepreneurship and business journey. Do you want to grow alongside me? You know, I'm willing to support you and your growth if you're willing to help me and support me. And we've had our ups and downs, and we've been able to work through those together. We've cried together, we've laughed, we've celebrated. But I think it was going back to the beginning part of it. It's, I think I just saw something. And I think it's that leader part of me where these are folks that are just so talented. I think that the people that I love is Beyonce. And Beyonce, in one of her interviews, she talked about, I think it was her Renaissance, one of her tours. And she talked about that she chose the underdogs. She chose the folks that nobody saw or nobody really wanted to invest time in them, but they were extremely talented. And that she's like, that's my team. And I feel like that's who I am, is I invest in people who are loyal to me and who are willing to put in the work and who are talented. And I think that they see that I'm invested in them.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. That is just such great insight, because I think sometimes there's this idea that some entrepreneurship is figuring it out. Like, you have to figure it out. And sometimes you take this individualistic road of trying to figure it out on your own. And you're like, okay, well, I'm going to, at least in my experience, I learned how to podcast and I learned how to do a website and I learned how to do an email list. And I'm like, yeah, those are very technical things. But there's something about seeing the leadership and seeing the potential in others that can help you grow, which is a very, very, a skill that can take you a long way, like you said. And I love Beyonce too, by the way. Like, she's an icon. I love her so much. Yeah. And yes, I think I remember, I don't know if it was this last movie that she made with Renaissance with her tour, or was it Homecoming? But I know that she, like, has said it in one of those two, where she wanted the underdogs. Yeah. That takes me into this question around skills. What skills do you believe is needed for an entrepreneur to thrive and to make things happen?
Okay. So one of the ones that I'm still learning to do is boundaries. Like, I literally have a post-it right on my desktop right now that says boundaries, healthy relationships, respect. Because I strongly believe it. And once again, I learned it from my son. Like, in order for me to be able to balance or try to navigate, I don't use the word balance anymore, but navigate is having boundaries, clear and concise boundaries, especially if you're working with other folks, other entrepreneurships, as you're collaborating. I feel like having really healthy boundaries, being open to communicating your needs, I think is an extreme one. Like, being able to know your boundaries so that you can vocalize those to anybody you're wanting to work with. Because it's easy to work with somebody. However, you know, we all have different backgrounds. So being able to be very upfront and, you know, this is where my mental health experience comes through, and being able to identify clearly what you're expecting. Because I think a lot of the times we can fall into like, well, I don't want to hurt so-and-so, or they're so nice, or, you know, but in reality, without boundaries, it can get very messy. So I definitely think boundaries, I definitely think having clear communication is essential. And also being able to be flexible, because I feel that with entrepreneurship, like, things can change rapidly. You know, you might be doing really well at one point, and COVID taught us this, things shift, right? Mm-hmm. Things happen. Yeah. And so I think being able to be flexible and being able to use that flexible muscle and saying like, hey, okay, we need to pivot here in our brand strategy or in our business strategy because so-and-so is not working. So we need to do this. So being able to do that, I think, is so, so important. So I think those are the top three that just come to mind right now.
Yeah, yeah. And they're all great. There's so many skills, I think.
So that many.
You can cultivate and learn as you become an entrepreneur. But I like to hear just everyone's top skills that have really helped them. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Okay. So before we wrap up, I'd like to get to know a fun side of you.
Okay.
What is a song or artist that gives you life and that just like motivates you, that just helps you keep going, that you can turn that artist or song on and you're like, yeah, I'm badass.
Yes. So I know I mentioned Beyonce, but I just saw him. Yeah. Oops. Sorry. I just saw him. I just saw him. Bad Bunny. My goodness.
Yeah.
He's one of my protector or wiser figures. The reason I love him so much is because hace lo que le da la gana. Like, really. And I feel like I've really channeled that whenever I'm scared to do something, I'm always like, what would he say? Just, he really just does it. And anytime I put his music on, it just brings me light. Like, I feel so energized and just feel like I can do whatever I want to do.
That's amazing. I love Bad Bunny too. We have very similar musical inspirations. I love it. Beyonce, Bad Bunny. Yeah. Oh, with a B too, by the way. It's so interesting.
Yes.
Yeah. Bad Bunny. Okay. And okay, when you're not doing any clinical work or running your business, what do we usually find you doing?
So a couple things. So I do, I love to hike. So one of the things I've been doing, trying to do more of, is being outdoors and hiking. I am part of like a weightlifting gym. So I do that as well, just kind of to let some of that energy out. I recently picked up, I just like to be very active. I've been an athlete since I was in high school. So I love to be outdoors. So I picked up roller skating again. So I just go and I roller skate outside, or I've gone indoors to indoor spots. What else do I like to do? I just love to dance too. I was a dancer in high school, and just was the reasons why I love Bad Bunny too is I love dancing. So
yeah,
you can see me moving my body, I guess you can say.
Yeah, for sure. Yes, hiking, dancing, rollerblading or roller skating, was it?
Yeah. I use the one with the four wheels.
So I think that's roller skating.
Sorry if I got it wrong.
I think it was. Yeah, I think because the one that's like straight, you know, just like a line, it's a blade, right? So I think.
Oh, you're right. I roller skate. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing. Before we leave, I would like to, if you could tell us where we can find you, if we're interested in working with you, getting to know more about you, where is the best place to connect with you?
Okay, so you can definitely look us up at my website, calidadholisticwellness.com. Thank you to Savannah. Shout out to Savannah, because all of our information is on there. You can find our podcast episodes. Right now we are taking a small pause just because we are working on the expanding side of the group practice to give me more room to be able to film more of our episodes. But all of our podcast episodes are on there. If you want to reach out, you can reach out on there as well. You can find us on social. So on Calidad Holistic Wellness and Cafecito Calidad on Instagram. We're on TikTok as well and Pinterest. You can also find our podcast episodes on YouTube. We have some YouTube shorts on there and Spotify and Apple Podcast. If you can leave us a review or just subscribe to our newsletter or our YouTube channel, that always helps us out. But don't ever hesitate if anybody ever wants to reach out, send me a DM. I'm very active on my social media. Love my community. Always open to help.
Thank you. And you have an event coming up.
April.
Yes.
I have a Recharge Back to Self event. This is a holistic event where we're integrating Reiki, sound bath, journaling, coffee, all in one. It'll be in Long Beach at La Fuente. We are going to have Dominican coffee journals from Wave of Mind, and my dear friend Lizette from Floresera, she will be leading it, and I'll be leading this circle, the healing circle with journaling activities. So we have that coming up on April 13th, and we also are doing a giveaway right now. We also have an event. We'll start promoting it for Mother's Day. It's going to be called Canvases and Conversations for Mother's Day. It's also going to be at La Fuente. It'll be painting and conversating amongst mothers. It'll be a self-care event. We'll be having Atabi Coffee there, serving her Dominican Republic coffee. So we have those two events coming up. We have a couple that we're kind of brainstorming right now, but yeah, that's kind of on the agenda.
Awesome. Well, thank you. I wish I could go to that event. But if you're interested, come on over to the show notes and register. It'll be in the show notes to the April 13th event, which is a great opportunity to be in person and to be in community with other people.
Yes.
So I'm excited. Thank you, Liz, for coming on and sharing your story, sharing your wisdom and your insight. And I'm so excited that I got to get to know you a little bit better today.
Thank you. And thank you for doing what you're doing. You're giving us entrepreneurs a space to talk and share a story and to feel seen. So gracias.
Absolutely. Thank you for listening to the Be A Boss Coaching podcast. Remember to come on over to thebeabosscoaching.com and book your free discovery call where you can learn more about coaching with me, what it takes to start a business and grow the skills while growing your business at the same time. I'm excited to learn more from you. Remember to sign up to our newsletter and come back every Monday and Friday for new episodes.